Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to On the Ball with Rick Bucher. Here's your host.
Might send it over to Rick Bucher.
Rick Bucher.
This is On the Ball on the United WeCast Network, and I am Rick Bucher. You can see me on FS1, hear me on Fox Sports Radio, and you can read me by ordering the memoir of Brian Grant and his battle with young onset Parkinson's called Rebound. If you know someone with Parkinson's or you know nothing about Parkinson's, you will want to read Brian's story. Order your copy on Amazon or visit your favorite brick and mortar bookstore to grab one. Are you a Kindle reader, audiobook listener? We've got those versions as well. Support Brian's foundation, which supports those afflicted with Parkinson's, and pick up your copy today. You can also follow me on both Twitter and Instagram at Rick Bucher. I'm a lot of places. There's only one place you can hear me talking about story angles and perspectives that you are not likely to find anywhere else, primarily but not exclusively involving the NBA, and that is here. So, as I mentioned, we're kind of in a lull when it comes to the NBA season, and yet I want to continue to provide daily podcasts, and so we're having to stretch a little bit here. And first of all, let me say, man, am I glad I have listeners and followers on Twitter who are willing to serve as my fact checkers and statisticians. And I mean it. In the last episode, and this is where we're going to continue, looking at the NBA's selection of a top 75, I proposed in the last episode that instead of selecting a top 75, a brand new 75, leaving members of the all-time top 50 in jeopardy of suffering the demoralizing degradation of not being included and losing their exalted status, I suggested that the league should leave the top 50 as it is and go about selecting the top 15 players from each 15-year era. I said the league could still get to a top 75 players. It would just have to wait 4 more years to complete the last 15-year era. Well, Michael Rodriguez is the latest to help me out by reminding me that when creating 15 season eras, we actually have to count in seasons, not years, which skews the math. Duh. So, I told you not to be impressed by the Ivy League education. Anyway, the eras would break down like this. 1946 to 47 season to 1960-61 season. The 1961-62 season to the 1975-76 season. 1976-77 to 1990-91. 1991-92 to 2005-06. And 06-07 to voila, the 2020-21 season. We could pick 75 players going into next season and have it coincide with the 75th anniversary. I'm going to gloss over the fact that I made a rather bucket-headed mistake and roll with the idea that teamwork makes the dream work once again. Now, I don't know how much you guys are going to enjoy hearing roll calls of player names, so I'm going to try to keep that at a minimum. I'm not going to name every player, all 15 that I put in each one of the eras. But I found a way to take the 50 all-time greatest players already selected, divvy them up into eras, add two oversights, and leave 23 spots to be divvied up among the greats since 1991-92. Actually, make that 20 spots left, since in the last episode, I told you why Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, and LeBron James are already guaranteed spots among the top 75, even though they weren't members of the all-time top 50. Duncan and Kobe will be placed in the 91-92 to 05-06 era, and LeBron being the first selection for the 06-07 to 2021 era, which just seems appropriate. So, now, to make this work, I admittedly had to do a little bit of fudging. The first era, from 46-47 to 60-61, was a little light on players from the top 50 who played predominantly in that time frame. So, I slid Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, and Lenny Wilkins into the first era. Now, West and Wilkins only played one season in that era, and Wilt played two. But don't fight me on this. They deserve to be on the list of 75, and this was a way to keep them on it. And it helps create a fair number of spots for players in the last two eras. And there's just no way, realistically, that I, anyway, could go back and pull up a Ed McCauley or a galloping Harry Gallatin and say or make a case for why they should be in. So this is the way I did it. Now, even with all that, I still had one spot open in the first era, which, as it turns out, was convenient because there's a guy I'm pretty sure you've never heard of that I think deserves to be there. Neil Johnston. Now, I'll be perfectly honest. Never seen any film on Johnston. Didn't know much about him until I started this exercise. But now I'm fascinated. Because Johnston played only 8 seasons, which is why I imagine he didn't make the original cut. Or maybe the fact that his nicknames were Gabby and Ol' Hoss. That might have been a factor too, because let's face it, those just don't have an all-time top 50 ring to them. But consider this. He was an all-star 6 of those 8 seasons. He was a 4-time All-NBA first team selection, 3-time league scoring champ, and he won the 1956 championship with another top 50 player, Paul Arizin, for the Philadelphia Warriors. He wasn't just along for the ride either. Johnston led the team in rebounding with 14 a game in the playoffs and averaged 20 points, second only to Arizin. Those are pretty good numbers, considering most of the scores were in the 80s and 90s. And in those 8 seasons, he played more total regular season games, 516, than Bill Walton, who is also a top 50 all-time great, managed, which was 469 because of foot problems. Both of them made the postseason 4 times. Bill obviously won 2 titles, one as the main cog in the Blazers 77 team, although Maurice Lucas was a big piece of that as well. And then he was 6th man coming off the bench for the Boston Celtics, winning another championship. Now, I'm actually looking forward to finding out more about Ol' Hoss, seeing as he hailed from Chillicothe, Ohio, which is not far from where I grew up, and died at the remarkably young age of 49. I don't know about any of you, but I've never heard any outcry over him not being among the top 50 all-time greats, and I've heard cases made for players whose resume is a lot weaker than his. Color me fascinated. I'm going to be digging into this.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There were a few other tweaks I had to make that might raise an eyebrow among the more difficult of you. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is in the second era, from 61-62 to 75-76, even though he was obviously a staple of the 80s Showtime Lakers. But he also was a champion with the Milwaukee Bucks, finals MVP, and four-time league MVP in the earlier era, the one that I have him in. So I actually feel it's a more appropriate fit that he be in with Rick Barry, Dave Cowens, John Havlicek, and the Knicks quartet of Dave DeBuscher, Walt Frazier, Earl Monroe, and Willis Reed. Which, if you're looking for a league bias toward one team in the top 50 selection process, the one in their backyard would be at the top of that list. Anyway, I don't know why, but big men were the ones I had to move around the most. Actually, I do know why. Because I could, and I could because they had long careers spanning more than one era, and because there were more of them who were stars in the league in the first 50 years. It pained me to put Akeem Olajuwon in the 76-77 to 90-91 era, since he won a league MVP title, back-to-back championships, and two finals MVPs in the 91-92 to 05-06 era. But much like Kareem, it's not as if he didn't come out of the gate reaching legendary heights already. Six of his 12 All-Star selections were between 77 and 91, and he led the league in back-to-back seasons in both rebounding and blocked shots during that stretch as well. It's not my dream scenario. See what I did there? But I can live with it. That was awful. Sorry. Couldn't resist. Anyway, I had to do the same with Patrick Ewing, even though he made his lone trip to the finals in 1994. Again, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, so I hope you don't either. Patrick came into the league as the number one pick in 1985, and some of his best individual seasons were during his first six seasons, making five All-Star and four All-NBA teams. So, putting him in the 77 to 91 era, again, I'm okay with it. I also put Clyde Drexler there. Even though he won his one championship ring with Akeem in Houston in 95. Again, I don't think it's egregious. Clyde made half of his 10 All-Star appearances and three of his five All-NBA teams between 77 and 91, and he led the Blazers to the 1990 finals. Which brings us to the era that needs to be completed. 91-92 to 05-06. Shaquille O'Neal, Charles Barkley, John Stockton, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and David Robinson are all top 50 selections that I placed in it. Though I, at one point, considered Stockton, Malone, and Barkley and sliding them back an era if need be. And quite honestly, all of them other than David Robinson, there's a case to be made that they could fit in the previous era. But with Pippen and Jordan in particular, winning all the championships they did between 91-92 and 05-06, simply could not have them. Just that would have been a bridge too far. I also took the liberty of adding Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant to that era's all-time greats, which means that 9 of the 15 slots are already spoken for. As I said before at the top of the show, the 06-07 to 2021 era only has one current member, LeBron James. Now, rather than dive into filling out the rest of the 91-92 to 05-06 era, I'm going to stop here because I'm anticipating that it's going to require filling out the two remaining eras simultaneously to make sure no one gets left out that shouldn't. That was the difference with working off of the top 50 list, is that I already had a defined set of players. In this case, as we fill out the remainder, I've already composed a list of 33 candidates for the remaining 20 spots. So this is not going to be easy. But one thing I can promise, I will not be moving LeBron back an era. All right, that does it for this episode of On the Ball on the United WeCast Network. Please rate and review the show on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. And as I said, we will continue this exercise in the next episode. Please let me know what you think of the idea. Do you see any holes in it? Michael Rodriguez, as I said, helped me out. If you see any flaws, I welcome them. I consider this a joint enterprise. It's all about getting it right, as opposed to being the one who decides everything. I can be magnanimous that way. Okay, so we will reconvene here and get the job done. In the meantime, as always, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.